Welcome to the Thinklings Podcast, a conversation where good thoughts help renew the mind with the Word of God. You're here with Tim, Charlie, Andy, and Josh. Welcome to the conversation. Happy Booksing Day!
Happy Booksing Day!
This is definitely not the third time we're recording this intro.
But it sure seems charming.
Merry Booksing Day.
Merry Booksing Day.
Booksing frivolities?
All right. So what coffee are we drinking today?
I so can't it's great. Do it. It's like, that's exactly what we did the first time.
Except but... I actually did it better.
the level of...
We're drinking Generous Joe's Benevolencia. And this is a gift from, I'm not actually sure who. It came from Dr. Jim. He was giving out several of them. So, do you know?
Joseph Huss, a local entrepreneur, and his wife Dana is also an entrepreneur and own lots of different businesses. But he's the one that has this coffee company.
Okay, so that explains. So, the back label said Growth Coffee Company here in Bondurant, Iowa. So that's it. Wonderful.
And President Tillotson, it was like he was a coffee Santa. He had this big box and he's walking up and down the hall just giving everybody coffee bags. And I had a grinder, so he gave me the whole bean. And so me and Thomas, Mike Thomas, we made a pot right away. It was pretty fun.
It's a medium to dark roast. And so if you like a light roast, it's probably not your thing. But for a medium to dark, it's good. I like it. In the little household, a lot of times if we're having coffee in the evening, we'll actually do like a dark roast, has a little bit less caffeine. And often we have guests and people want to mix it with eggnog and various things. And I think a dark roast does better for that. So that's... Generous Joe's Benevolencia.
Beautiful. So here's what we're doing for the Booksing Day episode. Is this the second or third time we've done this?
I think this is the second time. I think there's one year where we gave books, but then last year is when we...
We creatively created our own
holiday.
I think we
holiday.
Voted on it or some nonsense, didn't we?
We did vote.
I think it was an official vote,
on an episode. Yes. So Booksing Day is both a day where you... I guess, in essence, you read books that were gifted to you.
Yeah.
But... you can't read books that were gifted to you if nobody gifts you books. So Booksing Day is a day of giving books.
Amen.
It's not for boxing things. It's not for anything else.
It's for unboxing.
There's no floods, nothing.
Okay. So we are going to, there's no plan here really at all other than I gave my gifts out first because they're all themed. So I'm going to tell you what I did and then you guys can open them up. So I went to ChatGPT.
How many times does Charlie start his sentence with that right there?
So there are two books in your bags. One of them is way cooler than the other one. But the ChatGPT version of this, I gave it a picture of you.
No way.
And I said...
You're kidding.
And I said...
How does he come up with this stuff?
Well, you haven't even heard it yet. You haven't even heard what I did yet.
I think I know where it's going.
And I said, what president... does this person look like? So now, go ahead and open your gifts. So according to ChatGPT, Andy, you look most like...
Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant.
That is fantastic.
Josh looks like Eisenhower. And Tim looks like Calvin Coolidge.
How do I look like Calvin Coolidge? He doesn't even have a beard.
He doesn't... But I gave him a picture of you.
You take your glasses off. I can see it.
Okay. Look at that furrowed brow.
That is fantastic.
So that one looks really close. This, depending on
Grant,
what picture you look like.
Yeah. You look like Grant a little bit.
It did a good job. You were the most difficult one.
Yeah. I know. I'm always the most difficult one.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
So they each got a biography, a used biography off of eBay of that president that ChatGPT said they looked like. Andy, a few years ago, you got Tim and I like the Tolkien coins.
Yes.
So I actually do have the U.S. Mint like presidential coins of each of these guys. I forgot them at home. So you have a Grant coin.
Wow.
You
have
an Eisenhower. You have
that
a coin.
That is really cool.
So
Charlie, that was super creative.
That is really cool.
Okay, now let me get. I have a document I have to pull up for the second one. So as you know, I have been a guest on another podcast called The Inklings Variety Hour, hosted by Chris Pipkin. So if you look at the second book and the author,
you'll know that that is Chris Pipkin.
By Chris Pipkin. And this is a family, he doesn't call it this, this would be my summary. It is a family guide to the 12 days of Christmas. And it is signed by he and his wife, who are co-authors of it. And so it's called 12 Tide, a guide to celebrating 12 days of Christmas rather than a day or two. Starts on Christmas Eve, goes through Epiphany, and each day it provides suggested prayers, carols, artwork, activities, and excerpts of literature to read and consider as a family.
This is cool. I'm going to give this a shot this year.
The excerpts include, but are not limited to, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, A Christmas Carol, The Wind in the Willows, Brothers Karamazov, and poetry by Coleridge, among others. And it's all Christmassy themed. And so I was actually very pleasantly surprised when I flipped through it, just with the artwork, how it's arranged. I thought it was just a very cool, aesthetic, little Christmassy thing there.
This is fantastic.
They have activities for each day. Watch A Christmas Story on television, like every other person in America, on Christmas Day. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's so great.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
Yeah, and I've never met Chris in person, but I've been a guest on his podcast a handful of times, and he, I think, teaches literature at Emmanuel College. And I think it's like Franklin or Franklin Springs, Georgia, or something like that.
Wow.
I think he's Anglican. Chris, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. I don't know what you are, but I think he's in, obviously there's elements of a high church flow with the 12 days, but I just thought the book was beautiful. And yeah, so it came out a few years ago, and obviously, you know, might not take everything, but and he actually suggests in his introduction, like, don't do all of these things, just do some of them. And then there is a page at the very back of the book where you can write in your family's traditions. So it's like you can kind of keep track of what you did each year. And so, yeah, just a cool Christmas things for you.
Charlie, that is really creative and very nice. Thank you very much. And shout out to the Pipkins for signing this book. Thanks.
It's also a really cool name, too.
It is. Pipkin. I was just going to say that. I didn't know that was that almost adds gravitas. Mm.
All right, that's for me. That's what I... Happy Booksing Day, boys.
So I'm supposed to give out all of the things?
Sure.
Is that what I'm supposed to do? So this one's so. Andy. Josh. Charlie. Okay, you can go ahead and open them.
All at the same time?
I think so. Isn't that what you said we're doing this time?
I don't remember what was
okay,
said.
What did you get, Josh?
Beauty for Truth's Sake by Stratford Caldecott. Thank you very much. I have this in my Amazon wish list.
Ooh, wonderful.
I have some another work by him as well, but looks great.
Yeah, it's like on education, and so it really looked interesting to me too, and it seemed like it was up your alley.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, this is phenomenal. Athens and Jerusalem, Philosophy, Theology, and the Mind of Christ by Gerald Bray, continuing the Anglican theme. Thank you, sir. This looks very interesting, like fascinating. So this is on like thinking, I assume, and Athens would be a reference to philosophy and Greco-Roman philosophy, and Jerusalem would be, how does it intertwine? I'm fascinated by that. Have you know anything about, like...
I know nothing about it. It looked like it was up your alley and in your discipline, and so I picked it up, and it was a new book. Charlie's just the weirdest.
I'm so excited.
Right on point. So it's Tolkien Dogmatics, which this is also something I've interacted with. I've seen it online. Theology through Mythology with the Maker of Middle Earth. And so as I was just thumbing through it, it looks like it pulls from all of his writing to give thoughts on the major doctrines. So theology proper, revelation, creation, humanity, angels, so on.
What does Tolkien think about the Holy Spirit?
Yeah. It's not there.
Oh, that book, that's fascinating.
Which, to be fair, until probably the early 1900s, the Holy Spirit wasn't really in theology as a standalone. So it's probably somewhere in there.
But sin and anthropology or whatever else.
Yeah, that's super cool. Could you write that you gave it to me on Booksing Day 25
sure,
in there?
Yeah. I can do that.
That's kind of important.
All right.
I didn't do that in my books. I didn't know that was a thing. But pass that over to Charlie. You know. All right, now I tried to find books that I thought you would enjoy, things that kind of match your personality or your things that you enjoy. But I also have this to say, this is optional. I've actually only read one of these, so the other two I haven't read yet. But this is the optional part. I would like to talk about the book with you at some point. So if we could get coffee and talk about the book. And if you give me a little bit of lead time, I can try to read some of it myself and we can converse about it. But that's optional. You don't have to do that.
That's a now, great that idea.
Like he just created a Booksing Day tradition.
Mm-hmm, I think so too. Yeah, but if we do that each with each of us, it's going to be for like 4 days, which would be good still.
That's true. That's true.
Fit it in the calendar.
Also, this is the... Never mind. This is wrapped.
This is you win the prize for the most professionally wrapped of the gifts. Can I ask, did you actually wrap these?
I did, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well done. Even with a name placard. Well done. Well, yeah. Way to go. Well,
this is Booksing Day, gentlemen.
It is, thank you.
It is. It is Booksing Day.
All right, can we open them?
Grip and rip. As I so often say at the beginning of our podcast.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at Tim's.
Oh, yes. That is...
I have a few further comments.
This has been on, like, this guy has been on my list for a long time. I'm okay. So excited.
So you can tell people what you have, and then I'll give a few more comments.
So I have The Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius. So I joined Fundamental Lit with Josh a few times, and we read through a section of The Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius, and I really enjoyed it. So this is excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and when I teach that to students, they often, if they know you, they will say something like, this sounds like the book of Ecclesiastes or Job. And so I thought, you need to read this, and there are several people in your church who have read it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Micah Aloisi and... Yeah. You know, Reed and other people like that, so you can talk about it with them.
Just should be mentioned, one of Lewis's top 10 books.
Consolation.
Mm-hmm.
I got The Code of the Woosters by P.G. Wodehouse.
Yeah!
So I've never read anything by Wodehouse other than there's... one of my favorite documentaries, which is loosely called this, is Collision with Doug Wilson and atheist Christopher Hitchens. And what happens is in the documentary, it explains how they like do this debate tour together. But behind the scenes, they end up becoming really good friends. And they both loved Wodehouse. And they would just sit there and like riff on his jokes all the time. And I thought, oh, I need to read one of those. So I don't know anything about this, but this looks great.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know if it's in Wordsmithy or not, but Wilson mentions that he, just for pleasure reading at night, mm-hmm. he reads Wodehouse and he loves the Jeeves and Wooster story. So if you don't know anything about those two, so Bertie Wooster is an aristocratic young man who has lots of time on his hands and often gets into awkward situations in the upper crust of society. And his valet, Jeeves, it works behind the scenes often to get him out of these scrapes. So
no
very
way.
Funny.
Thank you very much.
All right, I've got Raft of Stars, a novel by Andrew Graff. And I read the first line and I thought it was interesting. Get there. The baby turtles the boys carried in the front of their shirts were the size of half dollars. That's line one. So
that's right up your alley.
Maybe you know more about the author, but it says here he grew up fishing, hiking, and hunting in Wisconsin's North Woods. After a tour of duty in Afghanistan, he earned an MFA from the Iowa Writers Workshop. So is he from Iowa now, or?
He lives in Ohio, as he said. Oh, so,
very next line.
So a couple things here. So first of all, it's an adventure story with two boys nicknamed Fish and Bread. He's a Christian author. I first came across him when he worked at Cedarville University. Okay. He now works at another Christian liberal arts school in Ohio. But if you know anything about the Iowa Writers Workshop at the University of Iowa, it is one of the most competitive creative writing MFA programs in the country. They get hundreds and hundreds of applicants every year, and they select, I think, like 6 students.
Wow. Oh, cool.
And so he's got great...
He's a Hawkeye.
He's got great talent and ability. And I thought, with your love of the outdoors and with boys' adventures, I think it's right up your alley.
Great talent and ability, something I would expect from Iowa City, Iowa, not other cities.
That's fantastic.
Yes, this is great. I will dive into this very soon, I'm sure. So it's interesting. Have I ever told you the story of the turtle I had when I was a kid?
No.
Please tell us.
And I actually am writing
a children's book. Was it the size of a silver dollar?
It was probably smaller than that.
Really?
Or about that size. So when my family would always go on vacation in Minnesota, and we'd be near Fergus Falls, like Otter Tail Lake. And on one of those, I was probably like 4 or 5 years old, and we caught a little baby turtle, and I named him Speedy. And we brought that turtle home with us from Minnesota, which is probably not legal. Statute of limitations has expired over 20 years ago. And we let that little turtle go in we had a minnow pond. It's a pond that was specifically there. Like my dad had released minnows into it, so they would like grow and breed, and you could like catch bait for fishing.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have to pay for his own bait. So we called it the minnow pond, and we let Speedy go in minnow pond.
Oh boy.
And I am writing Speedy's a children's book about this.
Yes.
And Speedy's the main character. It's like talking animals, nice. Children book.
That's fantastic.
But it's just interesting that it's about these tiny little turtles. And like, we never talked about that. But yeah. So there's like a home video of me like crying incessantly as like a 5 year old, not wanting to let Speedy go
into the pond,
and he's like swimming away in the pond,
in the middle pond,
and I let him go, and my dad's like, oh, he's so happy, and I'm like, no, get him back. Yeah, so anyway, that's what that made me think of. Right up my alley. It's baby turtles.
Okay,
last but not least,
can I go back to Tim? Are the bags a part of the gift?
Everybody's but yours. I need that one back. I'm sorry.
Tim, you can have mine
that
back.
That bag is an expensive bag. I don't care about your bag.
Oh, okay.
That's I fine. Thought this was
you
like
can give it to Charlie.
I thought Charlie it was like blankets from a few years ago.
This is an expensive European publisher that I actually need that bag for something else. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so mine is themed as normal. Well, there's a theme. So I have labeled each one, so you can read the label on yours for the audience.
My label says Charlesworth. A callback to a previous episode.
Mine says the curmudgeon.
And then I was like, well, what do I do for Josh?
Dr. Puddleglum.
So these are all of our alter egos.
Exactly. And the typical, it is a gift, Boromir wrapping paper. So you may open them. And the way I chose these is friend of the podcast, Tim Challies, put up a new and notable books in November. And I bought one book that I thought each of you would be interested off of that list. So these are all new and notable books of November.
Ooh.
So Charlie, why don't you go ahead and talk about yours first?
So this is Living Faith, A Theology of James by Robert L. Plummer.
Plummer, he's the Daily Dose of Greek guy.
Yeah, Daily Dose of Greek.
And so you've been working in James.
Yeah.
So, and then all of them have a, as usual, what I thought was appropriate C.S. Lewis quote in the front, written to commemorate Booksing Day. And if you'd like to read that quote, you can.
Okay, I will read mine. If I can read your handwriting here.
Sorry, it was bad.
My eyes aren't super great either, so it's okay. The controversy about faith and morals is one that has gone on for a very long time, and it is a highly technical matter, .. It looks as if, in one sense, we do nothing, and in another case, we do a lot. Work out your own salvation, and this, now you're quoting scripture, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but you must have it in you before you can work it out. C.S. Lewis, God in the Dock, page 55.
So the .. was just to truncate the quote because it was much longer. But I was like, oh, this seemed to commemorate it well. So
that's awesome. I love it.
Mine is Spirit-Filled Singing by Rian Molinari, if I said it correctly. Tim Challies wrote the foreword.
Yeah, and so it just seemed like in your vein of things you study and
think
about.
It definitely is. Yeah, this is very interesting to me. Funny, it's written by published by Crossway. I mean, I order like all of Crossway's books, but I don't actually remember this one. The quote that you have inside, I naturally loathe nearly all hymns. The face and life of the chore woman in the pew next to me, who revels in them, teach me that good taste in poetry or music are not necessary to salvation. What?
I just picked that because it was about singing and it...
It's Lewis. He loathes all hymns.
And if there was... It even matched the curmudgeon element, too.
He did. You did. You did. The face and life of the chore woman in the pew next to me who revels in them. That is fascinating that he sees this common woman just reveling in what he finds boring.
And I think anyways, so it just sounded like fun. So
enjoy. Yeah, fun. Thank you very much. This looks very interesting.
Mine is Christians Reading Classics, An Introduction to Greco-Roman Classics from Homer to Boethius by Nadia Williams. Excuse me. This looks excellent. Thank you.
It seemed like a void.
Yeah, thank you very much. I see that it's endorsed on the back by Jeff Bilbro, who is a friend of mine. We were classmates at Baylor, and Jessica Hooten Wilson, also a Baylor Bear.
Which I also looked both those up and knew that you knew them, and that's why I picked this. I have no idea that he knew those people. That's amazing.
By Baylor, you're actually referring to Slytherin, correct?
Oh, that's he actually has a bag from them, Baylor University Press.
Yep, Tim wrapped my gift in
Slytherin
that.
Slytherin University Press.
Yeah. Tim, that was so good.
I was at ETS-SBL and Baylor had a booth and I bought something just so that I could give him a bag.
Just to clarify, I don't think Josh is a Slytherin. It's just that Baylor's colors are green.
Well,
he would strike me more of a Ravenclaw.
It's a really nice color. I like the Baylor green.
Yes.
Isn't green all of our favorite color?
It is.
It is.
It is.
That was amazing.
So the quotation inside is, "This point I would press on anyone dealing with the Middle Ages, that the first essential is to read the relevant classics over and over. The student who has really digested these with good commentaries, who also knows the classics and the Bible, has the game in his hands and can defeat over and over again those who have simply burrowed in obscure parts of the actual Middle Ages." That's from the letters of C.S. Lewis. So thank you very much, friend. This is excellent.
That is well done, Andy, with the quotes from Lewis
and
everything.
Can you read that quote again? Like, what was the part of he who has won the game? Did I catch that correctly?
Yeah, let me see.
He has the game in hand.
Has the game in hand. Okay.
Yeah. He can dominate.
Like he's captured the game he's searching for, or he's like won the competition.
He's like won it before it even. If you're going to match wits with this guy, he's already going to win.
Gotcha.
That's stupid. Now, this is the cool part about mine. Booksing Day is not over. We have first year ever had a submission from a listener sent to me to deliver to one of us. So I have one final Booksing Day submission for Dr. Little. Now, please notice the wrapping paper.
Okay.
Describe it.
DLF, Dear Little Friend, is who it's addressed to. Oh, boy.
What's on the paper?
You got the furry.
It's the Desolation of Smog. It's a custom piece of art.
Say it, Josh.
I'm biffing this bad.
That's okay. All right. So I just want you to know, like.
Oh, I see Smog now. He's roasting something.
Yeah,
yep. Okay.
It's the Desolation of Smog.
What's at the bottom? The Fury of something or another.
The Fury of Smog.
Fury. The Fury of Smog.
What kind of gift is this?
Hey, it's kind of hard to read it. Nonsense. Okay.
When you say Desolation,
I'm here using my fingers trying to get it to zoom in.
Are you saying it's Smog who's doing the desolating or that Smog who is being desolated?
Yes.
Stop it.
All right, I'm just curious, is it really a subjective or objective?
Now, real quick, hold on. The DLF refers to, do you know what DLF refers to? Prince Caspian. DLF is the nickname Edmund Pevensey gives to the dwarf Trumpkin, meaning Dear Little Friend. However, Trumpkin is a faithful but gruff dwarf, and so that is why you have been addressed as DLF.
Now, you may open a quote-unquote compliment.
As he opens... I vaguely remember us having a discussion of what type of character you would be in Lord of the Rings, but we did not have a discussion of what character we would have if you were Narnia.
You're right.
So
I'm the DLF.
He is now Trumpkin.
We now know that Tim is Trumpkin.
And Josh is Putt alum. This is perfect. And so Josh, you and I will figure it out later.
That has historical accuracy.
Of course,
to it.
Yes.
Yes.
This was wrapped very well.
Sorry, it was a lot of. I'm sorry.
I'm interested in the backstory.
Oh, this is great. You're just wait. This is so good. Although, Tim, do you need help? Listener, he is really laboring to open this. Like, you could tear the paper instead of, like,
I can't get my fingers under it. You tear the tape down the whole line.
It was because it was coming undone.
Oh, sweet. Oh, boy. Hang on.
Give him a second.
It's in another language to give commentary.
It's a Tolkien book in Hebrew. And I'm not sure which one it is. So the top is J.R.R. Tolkien in Hebrew characters. So that took me a little bit.
Just let me see the cover.
And then it's Hovit. Hovit.
Now.
And I'm trying to think through what Hovit, Yavat, Beat. So I'm guessing it might be Paralandra.
So or, hold on.
But let me look what? At it. I'm going to have to go by the
Hovit.
Picture.
Hovit.
Hovit.
Put a dog ash.
Yeah, put a dog. He said that the guy who sent this to me said, I don't know about if there's supposed to be a double consonant in the middle.
Hovit.
Anyway, this is really cool.
It is.
The Hebrew. Wow, somebody did something to it here.
It's just a used copy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And there's.
So you know what it is now.
Yep. Now, do you see who wrote that?
George
from Georgia.
I saw him at ETS.
He messaged me like two months ago and he's like, I found a copy of The Hobbit in Hebrew. I'm going to send it to you for Dr. Little. And I was like, great, send it. And I've been waiting and he didn't. And then it showed up like 2 weeks ago at about Booksing Day. And I'm like, oh, this is so perfect.
Oh my goodness.
So that is the first fan submission for Booksing Day that we've had for Booksing Day.
That is hilarious.
Unwrapped.
Wow. Fantastic. George, you are something.
Tim, when's the last time you read The Hobbit?
Oh, it's been like 2 or 3 years.
Do you think you could actually read that in Hebrew?
Not very well. But, okay. I mean, you know, there is a young man in on the ground, you know, Bachur be'adama. So that's the first two words.
This is great.
So someone who lives in a hole in the ground, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. But the word for hole, I don't know. But the word for hold, I don't know. It's like gar, it looks like here. And then to him, a hobbit. And so you have Hobbit. That is fun.
Yeah. So anyways, what I did is the artwork was from George's Facebook page. So he drew that a long time ago. He posted it on Facebook.
Did.
That's a custom George doodle. So I just took it and made wrapping paper out of it.
Yes.
So I sent him a picture. And he's like, oh, that is the perfect finishing touch. So you actually had custom wrapping paper, but still
wonderful.
Within Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Thank you so much, George.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the one that we refer to as the Philistine.
Yeah.
I think you call him the Philistine.
He calls us.
You tacitly endorse everything I do. So, but this is that same George?
It's that same George, whether that's true or not, yes. But that's the guy we're referring to.
He's been listening and a part of it for a long time now.
Oh, yeah. He's still trying to make it with his job to get, he travels the country. He's really trying to get to Iowa.
Okay, well, so.
He's in Georgia.
So. The Pipkins?
Yes.
They're also in Georgia.
Oh, Charlie.
So next time I'm down, George, I will have to look you up.
Oh, yeah. It would be a great time.
As well
and
as Chris.
He has the finest and largest collection of fountain pens I've ever seen.
Mm.
When we were taking classes at Louisville, he had like 30 or 40 on him at one time. I have multiple pens that it's great. He would school you beyond me at pens.
All right. Happy Booksing Day. We hope that you...
We're not done.
We're not done?
No, remember? We got one other thing. Isn't that now?
Tim!
I can't believe you forgot.
Oh,
you're the one that was supposed to remember.
Well, the thing that threw me off was the Hebrew Hobbit. Okay. We do have one...
I imagined a Hebrew-speaking Hobbit right then, and I'm like, oh, that's just great.
So, the last gift for Booksing Day is for Josh. And a little bit of history here. So when we started our podcast, I guess it's about 5 years ago now, Josh was not a full-time participant, but he's always been around with us as a guest, and now he's a full-time. And a few years back, we being Tim, Andy, and I, ordered custom mugs.
At the very beginning of the podcast.
Yes.
Was it the very beginning?
Like at the very beginning.
So about 5 years ago. And it came to our attention that we each have matching mugs that are Thinklings mugs, Yetis, with engravings on them. But we had officially made Josh a Thinkling, and we had never bestowed upon him the official mug. So with that in mind, Josh, would you please open the last gift?
It's a book.
That actually looked like a roll of toilet paper from here.
I hope it's right. I didn't even look at it.
Very nice. Thinklings podcast, Yeti mug. With the quotation, do you guys all have the same quotation on the back of this as well? Yeah. I'll read that for listeners. They probably have heard it before many times, but the little knots of friends who turn their backs on the world are those who really transform it. That's the Yes News. Thank you so much, guys. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
And so earlier when you said, I don't want another cup of coffee, and I was like, just wait. That's what I was like, maybe you want more coffee, but it might taste a little metallic-y before you wash it.
And Josh, if you're going to get roped into a podcast against your will, you at least deserve a mug. I'm joking, by the way. He was fully invested in this on purpose.
Yes.
That's excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being a part of the podcast. And listeners, we hope that you enjoy the bright, bouncy, frivolous, but then often meditative, reflective, and serious things that we do. And we do talk about a lot of good books with our friends, and we hope you're doing that too. Hope that you are gifted good books this Christmas season. Hopefully you have been thinking about giving good books to your friends. And as always, we want you to get together and talk about those good books with those friends. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our podcast. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Thinklings podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Thinklings podcast. We would love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, suggestions, or potential topics that you'd like us to discuss, you can contact us through our email, thinklingspodcast@gmail.com. Remember, don't let this conversation end with this podcast. Read good books, talk about them with your friends, and always continue to cultivate your mind. See you next time on the Thinklings podcast.